It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 772.
Happy Fat Friday and happy World or International Pudding Day. Obscure one.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it is. Ruru, who sent through on Insta that it is today, the 26th of June, is World Pudding Day.
Also, on this day...
What happened?
Happy 40th birthday, Gronk Emma!
Happy birthday, Emma. Happy birthday.
What was that? One clap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do everything at once.
We've got Zach in a box. He'll be there at 3, popping out at 4, and then every half hour.
I feel like we should retire the animated GIF on Discord.
Is he in the Discord?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
If that's not. So, pudding.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. I went to get this for us babies after our fried chicken, and, mate, there's not many pudding options. I feel like pudding's a real American thing. Like, giving it a whole day, the people behind that are definitely American. Like, the pudding, chocolate pudding, rice pudding, people like them. But I don't think, like, getting an instant pudding. You said you thought they were like Yogos.
Well, yeah. So, I've bought a bunch of puddings before.
From Costco.
That's right.
You absolute animal.
Yeah.
But that's a bit American, that joint. Like, it's got the vibes of your just local shopping center.
But wouldn't you be more likely to believe what America is defining as a pudding?
Absolutely. So, I've gone Auntie Betty's puddings and they're just like, it's just like a thing in a little plastic cup and you just put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. I've gone chalky. JJ's gone chalky. And George has gone...
Sticky date.
So... I mean, it doesn't smell too good.
Well, but the thing is, yes, I was expecting a more Yogo texture. This is very similar to
cardboard.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's very bouncy. When you're pushing down the spoon, it's hard to penetrate.
If you had the option of choosing a crash mat or this, like a big king-size 2 meter by 2 meter chocolate pudding from Auntie Betty's, you'd choose the Auntie Betty's over the crash mat. That's how soft, that's how like springy it is.
It's sort of like that mug cake, because I did ask the Gronks what we should do for Fat Fridays. There was mug cake. People were suggesting Nando's, fish and chips.
Fried chicken, hot wings.
We did have fried chicken before the show.
We had some hot wings.
We were going to have it on the show, but we were too hungry.
Too hungry. Let us know what you're having for Fat Fridays. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. I'm Tommy Jacket. This is Josh Jansen.
G'day.
George has been George Martin.
He has been. Well, we were talking before. He is a has-been.
What were you before if you're a has-been? Yeah,
yeah. My grandfather used to always say, bean salad. What was it? It's bean salad. What is it now? We'd have bean salad.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah. What about this one? I feel like a banana. You don't look like one.
Yeah, good one.
Your grandpa would have said that. So. Yeah.
It's very silly. Now, before the show, we were talking about if we were to change our names.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know why I said it. George, if you walked into the place where you change your name legally.
And geez, it would hurt, wouldn't it?
If you went through the doors,
that laugh.
Because it was so stupid. If you went to the registration place and you said and you had to change it, you had 5 seconds. What's the name that you'd put replacing George?
I said Billy.
Mm. What is it about the name Billy?
Don't know. I just like the name, but I like it for a girl. So
yeah, it is. But good.
I do like it for a boy. I got a friend called Billy.
Yeah, I know a Billy.
I think it's just a great name.
I know.
So you would change. What does it take to change your name?
Do you think? My friend changed his name. It's just a form. And then he changed it back to the original one.
What was, yes.
He just had a sort of moment where he needed to feel a bit different. And then I think he just thought, I'm going back.
Mm. And so, what would you have to take to decide? Don't you have a little bit of trauma to want to change your name?
Oh.
Not happy with the current one.
I've got a cousin whose partner goes by Bess. And her name's Jess.
Okay.
I don't know how you get Bess from Jess. You just replace the B, but she didn't like the J in front and calls herself Jess. Calls herself Bess, but doesn't like her original name.
Okay.
Do you think you'd be hurt as a parent? Just be like, ugh. Bodie changed it. Like, Bodie's got a bit of a Bodie Valentine jacket.
That's his middle name, yeah. I do sometimes get confused on forms whether I have to put my middle name.
Richard.
Oh, is your middle name Richard?
I could have just asked you how you get Dick from Richard.
Are all the brothers called Richard?
No, so James Anthony Jansen, Jake Parker Jansen, Joshua Richard Jansen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good insight.
So, what'd you go? What would you go? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Elliot.
Elliot.
Yeah. Mm.
You like Elliot?
Yeah, I think it's a good
name. It's coming back, I think. I mean, I grew up with a few Elliots, probably an older name even back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like Elliot.
My year 12 film. I don't say film right, do I? We just learned that.
I didn't hear it.
The problem must be L, because all the words you say wrong have an L in them.
I say Australia, but it's Australia. I said film. It's film.
Yeah. And then million.
How do you say, what do you swim in? A
pool.
What do you say?
Pool.
Yeah. My mum says pool.
Yeah. She Queenslander?
No.
No, my mum's Queenslander. But she says, my mum says Victorians swallow their L's.
They swallow their L's.
Which is what you do. Million.
Oh, yeah. Film. That's a Victorian thing.
It's,
I never knew there was, isn't that so, because you know, like South Australians sound a little bit New Zealand. Can you say that?
Yeah.
What do you mean, can you say that?
Well, that's a thing, isn't it? That's not a general. That's a fair generalisation.
That what?
That South Australians sound like New Zealanders. Is that a known thing?
I don't know. I thought New Zealanders sound... some New Zealanders, I feel, sound a bit English.
Mm-hmm. Or South African,
yeah, potentially. Go there.
And so...
But why would you want to go to South Africa? Hmm? I mean, sorry, South Australia.
So you were trying to do a joke.
No,
but based on
Daniel Andrews, our premier said, why would you even want to go to South Australia?
Instead, you've done a beautiful slur
against South Africa.
Poor bearded fan is just tuned out.
I actually loved it. If I could choose, South Australia, I'd go to South Africa. South Australia.
I mean, I've only gone to South Australia for the Clipsal 500 or 300 or whatever it is.
That's right.
Doing filming. I was going to say filming. I swallow my L's.
Yeah.
And so, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's just not saying L. It's
just like dropping them.
Pool.
How do you?
Pool.
Hello. No, I do that.
Oh, yeah.
What's another word? Heidelberg. Hallelujah. What's other words it's starting with?
I don't know.
Hallucinate.
Try saying beer can like a Jamaican says bacon. Say beer can. Beer can.
Beer can. Beer can. Oh, yeah.
My mate told me that. He's like, try saying bacon like a Jamaican says bacon. I was like, what? It took me a little while. And then I was like, beer can. A beer can. I want to drink a beer.
It's interesting, isn't it? Back to the swallowing the owls.
Yeah.
Test me on some other words. What do you got?
Well, it's the L in the word. Yeah, so yeah. It
depends on the word. Like billion.
Oh, you can say that?
Yeah. Billion. Well, I know now.
Lollies?
I would say lollies.
That's fine because it's a
billion. Yeah. Billion. I definitely swallow them. But I've never thought it. Like, it's actually uncomfortable to think about, isn't it?
What?
Swallowing your owls. I don't want to swallow any letter.
Young kids would think that's a sort of a cool thing to say. You're swallowing your L's, meaning your losses.
Oh, yeah.
Your L's.
Okay. You'd never take an L.
Hallelujah.
Victorians swallow them.
Melon.
Mate, you said to me today.
Blinded.
You said to me today, oh, mate, my.
Blatantly obvious.
Noise cancelling headphones. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so good.
Yes.
And I was thinking, for the sound or whatever. And they're like, no, for keeping my ears warm while I'm walking.
Yeah, well, if you didn't know, I had the AirPod Pros. They fucked up straight away when I got them.
Yeah.
Returned them to Officeworks. But because I was delayed with the admin, they said they had to send them away.
Mm.
Which Whitey reckons I should have pulled the ombudsman or, the ACCC or whatever.
I've heard you pull that before.
I can't be fucked. I mean, the amount of times that I've mentioned the ombudsman.
Yeah.
I've had to learn how to say that word, ombudsman.
Ombudsman.
But anyway, so I've been wearing my Bose Q35s,
yeah,
which are noise cancelling headphones. Traditionally, they're very popular with airplanes. Do you say airplanes?
Yeah.
God, he can't have a conversation without criticizing himself on every word. Just live a little.
Airplane or aeroplane?
Aeroplane.
Okay.
Aeroplane jelly.
That is a weird one, isn't it? Because it's spelt airplane.
Well, I think at the British English is aeroplane.
Aeroplane.
Where in the US American English it is airplane.
Air. Oh, yeah.
Airplane. No, seriously.
Yeah, airplane.
You okay?
Yeah.
Losing your voice.
It sounded like I was crying.
You sound like me on the...
oh, my God.
Anyway, you go on Instagram to say that. So, anyway, yeah, the Q35s, big, bulbous... exterior sort of, what do you call them? Over-ear headphones.
Yeah.
And I've been wearing them walking to work. And yeah, they do provide some warmth.
Yeah, but they're also super dangerous. But they also make others around you who may recognize you on the street seem a little crazy. Because I saw Harry Roth, Gronk, absolute Gronk, love him, walking locally. Pretty sure it was him. I'm pretty much 95% sure it was him. Some good odds there of it being him. I yelled, "Harry!" And he's walking. I could see he had AirPod Pros in. "Harry!" And George is next to me. And I was like, I've committed too much. I'm going harder. "Harry!" Just walked straight past.
Were you embarrassed?
No.
I was.
Felt good. He couldn't hear a thing. Safe to say his noise cancelling's working. But they're a problem. They're a problem for people's safety. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like an old man saying this. Mm-hmm. Walking with over-ear headphones look terrible. I mean, what are you? You're not walking into a fight in an arena and you're sponsored by, you know, Dr. Dre's Beats. I don't know. I think they look terrible.
I was wearing them on a call. Call?
Oh, yeah, call.
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 We found
call.
Another one.
Call.
You know what I think it is? It must be something to do with going from a vowel to the L.
You've lost us.
C-A-L-L.
And so a vowel, I can't say, I would say vowel.
And that's my theory.
And so a vowel, I mean, I'm going to sound like an absolute fucking dummy.
A-E-I-O-U, so L isn't in there, so it's any of the...
But how did you know straight away that there was... Like, I'm because always impressed when people say, oh, yeah, well, the vowel. Like, how do you know that there's a...
Doesn't really work because you did melon before and you said that pretty well.
Melon.
Straight.
So, maybe vowels apart from E.
A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah, so the Australia. Is going from an A to an L and he's dropping the L right after he said it.
Did you catch yourself anyway on the headphone thing? I think I actually look quite trendy because when walking. I was not even walking, but also walking. This is an annoying episode.
Can you just stop? Just stop.
Walking? How do you say walking?
Walking.
You swallow your L's.
I don't give a fuck. Do I swallow my L's? I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I say walking.
So you swallowed that L.
Walk. That is a weird one.
But then what? Do you swallow your K on no?
So, it's a silent. That's different to swallowing them. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you don't stop and ask about that. So, don't ask about your L's.
No, I just want to enunciate. I think that's like I would like to. If we're going to spend...
Do you need to see a speech pathologist?
A what?
A speech pathologist.
Yes. Maybe. I would be completely open. Danny, I would love to...
Rory's girlfriend.
Yep.
She could.
Yeah,
and she gets the iPad out and you sort of draws pictures and you say the.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a thing for you? Like, do you feel insecure about it?
No, I just think that I would like to. I feel like if we're going to keep doing the podcast, which I'm,
it's
planning
a bit
on,
late, dude.
No, but I think that we could like. What about some improvements? GB has been listening to some old.
Oh, God. I'm some old. I'm actually done.
Some old.
I reckon
old,
we've had everyone tune out.
No, but he's listening to some old audio and we sound very different.
Yeah, I think everyone sounds different. Even Mason sounds different. And it's only like maybe, a year ago that some of these conversations were had?
Completely, yeah. We're trying to work out what it is.
Why do you, other than going from when you hit puberty as a male and your voice goes deep, remember that? What a weird thing that happens to men. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, your period's pretty fucking...
Yeah, that's pretty full on.
You know, it's got more value, I think, than our voices just going a bit deeper.
Yeah.
It gives back to the world a bit more.
We don't have to compare.
I don't know why your voice changes. Hamish Blake, he even said it on episode 100. I'm pretty sure he was talking about how he sounded English.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that time too, and nasally. And so...
Wasn't it Emma that said you sounded like you were putting on a radio voice for the early episodes?
Yeah, I mean, the only sort of this show, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's definitely like being comfortable.
What is that radio voice? Can you do a bit of radio voice for us?
No. It's what it is. No, because I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Just pretend you're on Star FM. What would you have done?
I don't know.
Like, just put the headphone, like, take the headphones off, put them back on, close your eyes, open your eyes, and you're on radio.
Yeah, but unless I have a Katy Perry song to sort of speak off the back of.
I could play El Monte for you. Would that help?
Who's El Monte by? You don't know. That was El Monte.
Oh, so you want it off the back. I just thought it could be a music beat or something.
Well, okay. So, the only thing is the energy would have been higher. And so, I would have... And what Emma might be saying is that I was pushing my voice harder.
Go, quick. Yep.
And that was El Monte. You're here on 96.9 Star FM. Georgie boy's in the building. We're going to throw to a caller right now. Josh Jansen. When have you been hitting the nuts, mate? When's that old school feeling of them coming up into your stomach?
Oh, mate, it's got to be at the footy.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, at the canteen, you know, people getting a bit loose.
it's a bit dangerous, isn't it? What are you throwing around there?
Nah, you don't do it nowadays, though.
What do you mean?
And cut, that was good.
That was very good. Good responses.
That was one of my best phoners.
Yeah.
When have you been hitting the nuts? God, we always go off. Got some calls. Some guy installing blinds, fell down, smashed in the nuts. A whole bunch of stuff. It was great.
I do think, we've spoken about me being a bit of a scaredy cat. And when I'm walking home, I have a soda stream bottle, not like a cylinder, not the bit that goes inside, but just like the actual bottle that you're drinking out of.
Yeah.
And I sort of have it in a position that if someone tries to attack me, I will hit them in the groin with the soda stream bottle.
Oh, I'd have no problem going for the groin.
Because don't you think that that's probably the most effective thing that you could do? And I feel like there's probably a bit of a code where it's like, don't hit people. Like, it's such an unnatural thing to do, to hit someone in the nuts, but it's probably the most effective. So, why aren't we using it? It's sort of like...
biting.
I feel like I was going to go more severe. I feel like I'm one of those selected countries that can have nuclear weapons and I'm just fucking just waiting because I can be trusted, but at the right time, I'll fucking hit you.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to be pretty precise getting someone.
I don't reckon you would. I reckon if you just sort of hit in the groin anywhere, even near sort of the upper thigh, I think would have a response. Don't you think, JB? Have you ever been hit in the nuts?
Yeah, playing soccer.
It's
bad, but the I reckon that's a great move because I reckon the other person who wants to fight will probably be too tough to. No, they'll have to go down because they can't pretend that they're not hurt.
Because
that makes you look like you got a small dick.
Well, is that the idea that if you
go down,
is a big penis meaning that you are less likely to be hit in the nuts?
Absolutely not.
I don't think that that's true.
Yeah. It's absolutely not true.
I think that you'd probably, having a big penis would potentially increase your risk of nut hitting because you've got something that's like a third leg that could get, you're almost getting a double hit.
Let me tell you, you could have a meter long penis. It ain't helping you in a fight. It ain't helping you when it comes to pain.
Fuck.
Doesn't mean shit.
Maybe I will do TDTS quotes today because that was fucking beautiful.
No, kicking someone is the most unexpected thing because most people don't ever think you're going to kick and you don't kick unless you know how to fight.
Yeah.
And so, if someone fucking kicks you, run. Someone actually kicks you and it looked like they knew what they were doing, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. It's interesting how like at night when you walk, like you feel whatever the dopamine or whatever it is, like that goes crazy. Do you get that feeling?
only time when you went to dangerous locations.
We had a guy today, so we drive into the office, and there is a guy next to the Thai supermarket, and he has a black hoodie on with a hood, and he's got sort of dead eyes. He's not really looking at me, but he's just sort of looking ahead. But it's not like, because, you know, obviously, maybe I look like this waiting for Brie to bring me coffee.
No, like, because I think so there's one part, just like a feeling you get, you read the room. It's if someone says they're street smart, I think they can, they're vibing it. They're sort of getting the scene and understanding what's happening.
Mm-hmm. And so this guy was in a alleyway and
he was peeking around a corner, which made him look very sus. There was a chance that he was waiting for somebody inside of the Thai supermarket, but there was no one.
No. And then he went to the protein shop.
Yeah.
And I was completely obsessed with following him from the window. And
so you called the police?
I called 131-444,
yeah,
which is when you need the police without the sirens.
But they felt like you needed sirens.
Yes. And so, you've gotten confused with that slogan before, haven't you?
No, I know the slogan.
So, someone was telling me in the office they thought that it meant that it's like 000, but they sneak up on the people. That's not what that is. No. It's at 131-444 is if you've had your house broken into or you want to report something.
Yeah. What I learned is, interestingly, they're not actually police.
No.
It's a call centre.
Right.
They're going between selling Telstra packages and dealing with people's...
Very nice.
Yeah, they were lovely.
But Josh is also a great customer, George.
Yeah, true. They had my details. It was a little bit like when they said, hey, can we have your address? I was going to say, you know it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even have to... You know, when you just... When you feel like they know the address, it's like phone numbers. It's like, I fucking called off this number. So, you can sort of say it. Sometimes I'll say the number really quickly. And if they're like, oh, thank you, then I know that... they were just verifying the number. So, I say, oh, you know, I was going to say the number, but fucking...
But you said to the person, there's a lot of dodgy people around here, but this feels different.
So, I said, hi there, Leslie. I'm at, you know, our address. I said, I'm very much used to drug-affected people being around here. Something a bit different today. I wanted to report a guy that's looking suspicious. He's wearing a black hoodie. He's next to... The Thai supermarket across the road from our office. He is looking suspicious. It looks like he's about to do something. I don't know what. She said, has he got any weapons? I said, he has something that's metallic in his hand. I believe it to be a lighter, but I can't confirm. She said, I think we'll need to transfer you through to 000. Please hold on the line.
And you've had a fair bit of experience with 13004.
131-444.
131-444. Why do you think they transferred you to the police?
Because it was a big enough deal.
Which, do you think, if you said didn't say
I've been transferred. I wear it as a bit of a badge of honor. How many times?
Get through.
How do you? Yeah, because it's like the bullshit. Like, so if you say to a mate, hey, should I call 000? Then there's the, oh, no, maybe. If you call 131-444, it's almost like I'm verifying. I'm like, hey, you reckon this is worth calling? Like, fucking oath. straight through.
Yeah, I mean, I felt it was quite low level. I mean, what else are they doing? Just taking down details and then passing it on to the police?
Also, what I was hoping to happen was that my suspicion was right and I was hoping that he was going to threaten the protein shop. Ask for cash.
You don't threaten people that work at protein stores, mate. They're there because they want to get cheap protein, which means they pump iron. Have you seen the guy in there?
Yeah.
Fuck, and he's ripped. Oh,
and he's a little bit angry.
No. So, that's Protein Paul, we call him.
Oh, yeah.
But then another guy who used to train at Fitness First, unbelievable physique. I've seen him in magazines and shit. Just like ripped. But... So, Protein Paul. So, this is what happened. So, before we called, I was like, I'm going to go see if he's still there. So, I went down into the street because he disappeared from the first spot we saw him. I walked down towards
Protein. Had I called 000 at that point? 131-444? No.
No, you hadn't.
No. Because the thing was that I didn't want to, If I was at home, I would have done it. But because I'm with you guys, I do get sensitive about calling the number because I know what you guys are like.
No, I loved it. It was like seeing you in your element.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that I almost, I feel like when I answer or when they answer, like I'm directing them on what to do. It's like when I book Mexican Cantina. 979-66199 is Mexican Cantina's number. Hi, it's Josh Jansen here. I would like a table for four at 6:15.
So what you like to do, I've seen you work. This is a bloke revealing the magician's tricks. Mm-hmm. You like to do the onboarding of what their process is. Mm-hmm. And so it's the way you spoke to that person. You laid out the situation, the scene, exactly how they take the notes. You know, mm-hmm. You've almost got a template.
I'm a secret shopper, essentially. But like I'm that, like I understand their processes.
Yeah.
And so
So I was walking towards Protein Paul's shop and
Caucasian to describe color of this when they said, well, what skin color?
I had to think about what a Caucasian was about 2 months ago. Haven't used that term in a long time.
I feel like I'm on Crime Stoppers at that point, you know.
Mm. Mm.
When she asked what was he holding a weapon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, did he have a gun? Did he have a knife? And you're like, well, I did spot a metal object in his hand. Mm-hmm. Like, geez, I thought he had like a crowbar or something.
Yeah,
I believe it was a lighter.
Well, the thing is that you also want to create a bit of... you need to create enough tension
to get the cops to come out.
Yeah, yeah. Like he may have. Yeah. You don't want to. You want to paint a picture that where it sounds 10% scarier than what it is.
Yeah, yeah, but without lying or sort of.
Oh, you don't want to call 000 and lie.
Absolutely not. So I walked down. I looked left as I got to the Protein Paul car park, and he was hiding behind a car. Mm-hmm. At that point. And so I was like, oh no, I can't get, where am I going? I didn't really think it through because I was like, do I just turn around after I've seen him? Otherwise, because he would know that I walked down there to look at him if I looked at him and then walked back. Well, and so I kept going, walked in
to the protein shop.
Good chat with Protein Paul.
And what did he say? Was he like, mate, I fucking hate this area?
He did, yep.
Did he?
One thing, sick of this area.
Someone could give me a fucking house around here, wouldn't take it. He always says that.
He said that once. Really? Said that once. Appreciate it. And he then told me about a couple of times when it's like he's dealt with dead bodies. He had to roll somebody over. Mm-hmm. One dead body is enough. He said he's seen other people. He said the other week there was someone just vomiting through the car park and just like, and he calls the cops. He's got no faith in the popo because he's like, nah, they don't come.
Well, that's why I said that they're not not drug affected.
Mm.
I need to revise that because they say, now I said, they said, I know they're not drug affected, but are they alcohol affected?
True.
Alcohol?
They don't seem to be on any substance. Substance is alcohol, weed, heroin.
They're not affected by any substance. Yeah.
They don't seem to be affected by any substance. Mm-hmm. And so, Protein Paul and I, there's cameras. There's about 8 cameras in that store and out the front. And so, him and I was telling him, mate, there's someone down there. And he's like, oh, fuck. He just walks straight out, looks, and comes back in. I was like, oh, don't. And then we're just chin wagging. And then I walked off. Turns out, because I saw him again when I just went to get the puds. And Protein Paul said to me, oh, mate, I went out there straight up to him and said, what's up? You all right, mate?
And what did he say?
He said he looked at me with dead eyes, similar.
Mm-hmm. And looked so, the thing is, we also had the neighbour, the nice neighbour with the big dog.
Yeah. He's lent us his screwdriver before.
It was a whole... was a drill.
Oh, the drill, different that pieces, was like drill pieces.
What, but that was like a $3,000 drill.
No, it wasn't, mate.
It was a good drill. It was the best drill you could buy, wasn't it?
It was a. Was it red? Yeah, it was. Maybe not Makita. What's the other one?
Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
It was a Makita or a Milwaukee, one of the two.
Yeah,
$480.
Yeah, okay, but anyway, very expensive. He was nice too. It had the classic case of neighbors talking because then, whilst I was scoping upstairs looking from our tinted windows, you were then talking. Talking to the neighbor. This will be only one episode. We're just getting through all of them.
Yeah, I went down and spoke to him and he did the same because the guy was leaning on his car and he went out and said, which seems to be the right thing to say, are you all right, mate? Rather than saying, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. It's are you all right?
Citizen's arrest.
Well, are you all right is like someone's maybe a bit concerned for you. Mm-hmm. They're just like, how are you doing all right, dude? And so he is really sweet in that way. He knows how to deal with these people.
He's very good, isn't he?
Real good. How you going, mate? You all right? And then he said, oh, yeah. And he stood up or something at that time. Anyway, he got him out of there. So the police came and no one was apprehended or they didn't see this man.
I'm fucking over this though.
What do you
like? Want? Even you get in the puddings and you're saying, oh, the junkies are out today. Didn't you?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel uncomfortable too, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you got to sort of like get around them. They're trying to ask you for cash. And if you don't have cash, if you got a ciggy. Mm-hmm. Don't smoke.
I reckon it's one of the worst places in Victoria when it comes to drugs.
Definitely.
Got a good deal on the lease.
Worked out after the fact that's why.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy with it.
I just don't like Victoria Street is sort of the street that we sort of come off.
Mm.
And I just don't like Victoria Street. I don't like, even Bree was, what?
Just think about all the things you don't like this week. We've sort of covered a few. Monday, heap of stuff you didn't like.
Mm.
Jess's emails, definitely didn't like. No.
If this goes through Rory's AI.
Oh, yeah.
Tool, positivity. I reckon I've spoken about it in sort of quite a respectful way.
The junkies?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
But yeah, good. No, I'm just over it.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to, we've got, 9 months left on the lease?
Yeah.
If the landlord's listening.
Is this your notice?
We're thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just want somewhere that's, what do we need from a new space? It would be good to have at least one, a few food options.
You are the guy that uses Uber Eats. That is your food
option. The reason I use Uber Eats is because the reason I use Uber Eats is because there's nothing in the people say nothing. They do the opposite of swallowing. The fucking K comes out.
took the silent one that they'd swallowed and brought it back up after fucking
Simon Taylor nothing. Makes a joke like that. What is it? Hey, yeah. Can't remember. Anyway, more food options. Because what can you get around here?
Vietnamese food by the truckload. Pizza, burgers.
Where can you get pizza from?
Reader's.
Reader's.
What do you need? Do you need like?
Reader's is a kilometre away.
I've gone there on my electric skateboard to get pizza for you, Gronks, multiple times.
I just don't. I think that a kilometre for
chicken sandwiches.
They were good. Yeah,
really good.
I don't think you go out. You don't go out. George and I explore.
I don't go out because I can't be
for shit.
How many times have I called 000 on Victoria Street? Victoria. For people who don't know, when 3D Dill, our intern from Canada, was here, the first time he walked on Victoria Street.
Yeah.
He was
mate, turn your slack off.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's not going through the actual thing. Yeah. We were walking along Victoria Street and a white VW hatch is driving along and the door is open, the back door, right?
As in the boot.
The passenger. Oh, the passenger.
Yeah.
And a guy, it's going 40 to 50 kilometers an hour. A guy rolls out of the car as it's moving and says, I've been fucking stabbed.
Why do they all sound like that?
Yeah, but that's what he said. Exactly. I've been fucking stabbed. And so 3D Dill from Canada is here. Fucking, and so I'm like, all right, I've got to call 000. Called 000. We had like 10 emergency service vehicles from the Ambos to the police all arrive. And it was a big thing. It got interviewed. But then, so there is that. So anytime on Victoria Street, I'm thinking about that. And we've had overdoses across the street where we've seen someone be revived. It's quite Jason Fox being, having a client meeting and being like, oh, hey, we're all just standing watching as this a heroin addict is running around the street with a needle in his arm saying, someone fucking help, because his partner was ODing. But
Was that the same guy that rolled out of the car?
It was a different guy. But on the fucking stab thing, like just the amount of drama, like we just went to get something to eat.
I know.
And then I'm getting interviewed by police and they were stopping traffic. And I saw a VW, the car driving back the other way. And I said to the cop, I just sort of walk up and just without sort of looking at the car, I'm like, that's a car, just so you know, the car is right there. And he goes, pull over now. He starts screaming at the car. And it was just an old lady who had the same car, scared the fuck out of her. I think the cop was pissed that I set him up for that, but I didn't know. Mm.
Could have been. I've seen some drug deals happen and they've been in rich cars, older gentlemen.
I just don't want to deal with it anymore.
But hang on, George, have you dealt with any of this stuff? You've seen stuff like there's...
Actually, something happened at my house last week. The cops came knocking on the door and said, oh, have you seen... we're looking for this guy. He's on the loose. Like, and he was running around our complex. And
what was he doing?
I don't know. Don't know what it was, but it's like, if you see him, boy in blue, that he was wearing blue. It's not the cops. Let us know. And he looked through the house, and because we leave our garage about half a foot open or about a foot for the cat. The cat can go in and out.
I don't like that.
And the cop said, is he in your garage? Like he thought that the guy had run around and slid under and gone into the garage. And I'm like, shit, I don't think so. And then looked down and we saw 2 feet through the garage door. And we're like, could that be him?
The blue boy.
The blue boy. Oh, and the cop said, no, that's one of our guys. He's waiting. So don't know what happened in the end, but we had to close the door.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about when you hear someone's on the loose.
Mm. Yeah.
Like it's like, or someone's escaped from a prison. There was always prison escapees in Shepparton because the local prison there, it's like, just shut the front gate. They won't get out.
That's scary.
But there's something about it. It's like...
But don't you agree, like in all seriousness, that I would leave the studio more if there was like a Guzmani Gomez...
The CBD office.
No, you'd find something. You find a problem everywhere. Glenferrie Road, I think you would leave it a little bit more. You're really sold on Glenferrie Road, Hawthorne.
You don't like it?
No, I do like it. They got the
more Coles car parks,
they got the fancy Coles there.
Being able to just sort of walk around, no drugs, no needles. Saw a needle on the ground the other day, blood all over it.
Ugh.
Not good. Anyway. Anything to bring us up?
Got Rhys Mitchell on the show across the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We got something pretty big happening next week.
All right, okay. Put it in the calendar. I'm being real serious right now. On Wednesday at 8 a.m., this isn't me being hyperbolic at all. I believe this is the biggest thing to happen to the show in a lot of ways.
Really?
I actually believe it. So on Wednesday, we are making an announcement, which I think will excite a lot of you. It's like I'm fired up. I'm excited. I want to already talk about it, but I'm not going to until Wednesday. But at Wednesday at 8 a.m., you are all going to receive a link to something very exciting. On Wednesday at 8 a.m. Melbourne time.
How are they going to get a link?
WhatsApp, Discord, email, Twitter, Instagram bio. Put it in the calendar for 8 a.m. on Wednesday.
Hey, Siri, put it into the calendar. Wednesday, 1st of July. Announcement at...
What time is your appointment?
8 a.m.
Your appointment is scheduled for Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
You won't even,
Do I need that long? 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.? Do I need an hour to put aside for it?
I think just put 8 a.m.
Yeah.
But it's massive.
All right. So I've got it locked in for an hour. July 1. Yeah, get your tax in order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's nothing Wednesday. To do with tax.
Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah. This will be better than the tax return you're going to get.
Yep. Definitely. All right. It's a daily talk show. I hope you have a great weekend and we'll see you tomorrow with Reese Mitchell. Have a good one.
See you guys.